Don't be sad. Everybody thinks less of me because I'm not a real Barbie. That's not true. I'm just a 12-inch fashion doll. Everybody thinks of me as just plastic trash. No, that's not true. I absolutely have high feelings for you. But look at my nose. Nobody cares that you're just a dollar store doll.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
Oh, Daniel, you're the best.
I was on Reddit, and someone asked, food in America compared to the UK, why is it so different? For instance, if you look at the American version of Quaker Instant oatmeal packs, you're absorbing whole grain oats, sugar, creaming agent, maltodextrin, sunflower and palm oils, whey, sodium caseinate, as well as other things like red number 40, niacinamide, peroxidine, folic acid, etc. While the British version just has rolled oats, sugared, freeze-dried fruits. The American version is chock full of chemicals, which is true of all the other products, such as Heinz ketchup, Mountain Dew, Doritos, and so forth. Every one of the American versions has a much longer list of ingredients filled with chemicals. Why does this happen? Why does food become adulterated? Originally, we got an FDA specifically to try to ban adulterated foods, but here we are a century later with nothing but adulterated foods. The answer to that may in part be how inefficient our legal system is and how it passes on the costs of our litigious country onto you. Every corporation has a floor dedicated to nothing but lawyers. They deal with possible lawsuits, contract law, mergers and acquisitions, etc. This costs money. Even as far back as 1873, British philosopher Herbert Spencer shifts from proximate causes to remote causes to explain the domino effect of how this culture hurts everyone. See here.
But besides the ways in which they individually suffer from time to time from injustices for which no remedy is to be had, the people at large suffer universally in diffused ways. For maladministration of justice raises very considerably the cost of living for all. Payments to lawyers form one of the current expenses of business in general. Manufacturers and merchants and traders have to take account of these items in their outlays. And average extra profits on their transactions have to be made to meet these items. Further, there are bad debts. Debts which are crossed off from ledgers because even if recoverable at all, their amounts would probably be exceeded by the costs of recovering them. And there are also occasional losses by bankruptcies made needlessly great by the involved legal process of liquidation. These two are items of expenditure which have to be met by larger profits on the commodities sold. Moreover, the rise of prices necessitated in these several ways is cumulative. The producer has to charge extra to the wholesale distributor. The wholesale distributor must add to this extra charge a further extra charge to the retail distributor. And the retail distributor must do the like to the consumer. Nor after observing that the effect is thus triplicated shall we fully appreciate the total rise caused. For on recalling the truth that every tax on a commodity increases its price by a greater amount than the amount imposed because of the extra capital employed in business transacted, we must infer that similarly, the loss which maladministration of justice entails on the producer, the wholesale dealer, and the retailer raises each of their prices by a greater amount than is directly needed to meet it. All three of these enhancements eventually coming on the consumer. Not by the raised prices of commodities only does the consumer, and especially the poor consumer, suffer from imperfect enforcement of equity. He suffers too in the relative badness of the things he buys. It is needless to enlarge on the prevalence of adulteration. All it concerns us here to observe is that the nutritive qualities of food eaten and the wearing qualities of fabrics worn are diminished, often very greatly, by breaches of contract which good laws well administered would prevent.
So because we have to have all these lawyers, the company has less profits. Due to the fact that it has less profits, it cuts corners and uses chemicals to churn out cheaper products. So because the lawyer gets his cut, you have to eat maltodextrin or red dye number 40, or consume high fructose corn syrup rather than sugar. America is the most litigious country in the world. According to this article, the United States is reputed both colloquially and economically as the most litigious country in the world. This is a reputation based on the number of dollars spent annually on lawsuits. It has been reported that the United States spends approximately $310 billion and 2.2% of its GDP on lawsuits. This translates to approximately $1,000 per citizen on civil lawsuits alone. Some of those damages go to victims, and others go to legal costs that are typically awarded to the party with the successful motion. These layers of bureaucracy cost money, and because corporations have less money to work with, they cut quality on the end product. This is going off the charts now, as new layers of bureaucracy are added to every corporation, with tax attorneys, compliance boards, and now ESG people and diversity coordinators to make sure that the companies are woke enough. There's a cost to all these do-nothing jobs, and that cost shows up in increasingly adulterated food, medicine, and consumer goods. Adam Smith in The Wealth of Nations said price is composed of three main elements: the cost of rent, the cost of labor, and the cost of capital, his word for industrial equipment. But now synthetically added to these costs are new costs for legal departments, OSHA compliance officers, ESG facilitators, etc. You're eating insects now because conglomerates are finding it harder and harder to turn a profit due to all these new layers of bureaucracy. You're getting ill due to frankenwheat and GMOs, as Dr. Cerolini's studies suggest, or getting neurological illnesses due to all the pesticides because of some phony baloney job being taken up in a corporation by a diversity coordinator. There's a cost to corruption, and our health is one of those costs. But most people don't make the connection because, as I said earlier, they're trained to only see proximate causes and not remote causes. They pay attention to the symptoms and not the underlying disease. We're getting sick as a society. And that direct physical illness is tied to deeper legal and structural problems that are caused by bad government. As you know, The New American has partnered with a platform called Locals recently. It's a for-pay platform where fans can help support the show for like $5. Think of it like seeing a street musician and throwing a few coins in his cup. Besides, if you sign up, I can stop selling my bootleg merch, like the Daniel Natal urinal cake. That was an even worse seller than the Daniel Natal in action figure. Turns out that kids didn't exactly care to see Daniel engaging in inaction as he surfs the web, or engaging in inaction as he watches TV. These were not big sellers. Embarrassingly, focus groups determined that the inaction figure in particular did slightly better when rebranded as the Daniel Natal voodoo doll. At any rate, drop by our web address at thenewamerican.locals.com if you want to have more intimate contact with the hosts, get additional content not available elsewhere, and if you want to help support the show.